Hey, everybody. I'm DP Sidhu. Joining me, John Harris, the wonderful John Harris. Always got great Texans insight as far as the team goes. I know we're in the offseason right now, but we've got a lot of questions heading into 2017. And a lot of you guys stop us when we're out and about, so we thought we'd hit some of those popular topics here in studio. Johnny, the big one's going to be the quarterback. Obviously, another quarterback change this year. New, we're going to put it in quotes, quarterback, because right now it's Tom Savage as the starter. But how does the offense change with him under center?
You know, I don't think much is really going to change, DP, as an overall offensive scheme. I think a lot of it's going to stay the same. I think a lot of the concepts have been pretty good. They just haven't gotten the quarterback to execute them properly. I think with Tom Savage, Deshaun Watson, Brandon Wheaton, I think they've got quarterbacks that can execute the offense that they already have. And the one thing about this offense, there are a lot of answers to a lot of questions. It's just a matter of you can't get bogged down in it. You're going to have to maybe streamline it a little bit. I think Bill O'Brien has worked on that. He's talked about that often this offseason, streamlining the offense a little bit. But I don't know that a lot's going to change. I think a lot of the concepts are going to be there. The question becomes, when you have a guy like Deshaun Watson, who's different in skill set than maybe Tom Savage and Brandon Wheaton, how do you impact or change the offense? And I go back to 2014. The Baltimore Ravens game late in the season, week 16, I believe it was. They had to bring Case Keenum out of a deer blind, and they knew that Case didn't have the understanding of the complete offense, so they kind of took encyclopedia volumes B, E, and F and gave it to him and said, okay, here. And then they said, all right, what are some of the things that we think you can do well? Well, in 2013, when Case played for Gary Kubiak, they did a couple of things. They incorporated those into what Case did because that was some of the things he did in college. I think they'll incorporate some of those things for Deshaun, but I don't think you're going to see a complete transformation to, well, Deshaun ran this offense at Clemson. The Texans are not going to run that offense here. That's not going to happen. There might be a sprinkling of some of the things that he did at Clemson, maybe to a degree, but there's not going to be this overarching change in the offense just because they brought on Deshaun Watson. Deshaun's shown that he can throw the ball on par with the other two quarterbacks here. He doesn't have quite the arm, but he's on par throwing a football. So I think the Texans would be hurting themselves to have Deshaun with one offense and Tom and Brandon with another. I don't think that helps anybody. But I think Tom with a couple of new wrinkles, Brandon with a few wrinkles, and Deshaun with his own wrinkles, I think that's going to really help the offense. So they've kind of got their own thing in their back pocket.
Well, Deshaun Watson, obviously a little bit more mobility, makes some plays with his legs. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of that if he ever has to take snaps under center. We'll see a little bit more utilizing that skill set with his legs.
Yeah, absolutely.